One More Turn. Episode 1101, Mission Implorement.
I should be the one to tell Max.
No, Nora, you should have been the one to ask Max, but it's too late for that.
I recognize that Nora agreeing to adopt my child was only the halfway point to...
Mathematically, sure, but...
No, Avery's right. The law is very clear. On two people agreeing to adopt means having each of them speak and sign for themselves.
I'll adopt the child myself if I have to, Bella.
Would actually complicate the matter, seeing as how Max would be living with you.
Or would he then?
Really, Avery?
Oh, please. We all thought these two were headed for a divorce 7 seasons ago.
My father isn't everyone. Don't exaggerate. Avery, you're the one who approached me about overseeing your adoption proceedings. I don't have a lot of experience with them.
Meaning just this one? What's with the look? I didn't say none.
You have changed your mind so often about the intended adoptee recently that it's easier to keep track of the change in price of the gas pumps.
Did Hudson ever point out to you how the cords on so many of them can reach over the length of most vehicles? Hudson and his points.
No, but Caleb did send me a snarky text to that effect when Hudson told him off about it 5 seasons ago. I think I still have the screenshot.
I will make you a knuckle sandwich for whomever mentions either of them again.
Now that I would pay to see if you send it anyway.
You're almost there.
I remember where I live, thank you very much.
I'm saying that for Avery's sake. She's my client, not you.
Yes, and you've stuck with her. After all that she's put you through. Good on her for sticking it out as well.
This again? I recommended Avery to you, didn't I?
You did, though come to think of it, Nora, were you or were you not, in fact, 2 participants short for your psychology study because Carson left as well?
No, because it was only the group sessions that stopped.
I don't think you should be telling me that, let alone Avery. Privilege violation much?
You would know all about that, wouldn't you?
There was no privilege. I wasn't a licensed therapist then.
Then?
Yes, I passed my exams. Not that anyone outside of my household has asked.
You didn't even tell us you were set to write them.
Well, how about Nora gets practice telling people things then? Practice by being the one to tell Max about her agreeing to their adopting my child.
Remember the math, Avery? Only Nora agreed. Not Max.
For some reason Max says no, then we won't be moving forward with the adoption.
For some reason? Oh, I don't know, like the fact you've already got 2 children?
What would you know about such things? You and Carson can barely look after our cat.
Are you 3 just going to keep standing there? Or are you going to come in?
We were just getting to that, Max. I have something to tell you. Nora has.
If it's about Nora, then she can just tell me herself. She's standing right there. Just her.
Okay.
You're darn right it's okay.
Crawled up your ass and ended its turn.
That sounds like gamer talk. And Max doesn't need to learn any such expressions from friends. That's what he's got haters on the internet for.
I'll be waiting right here to learn the answer because the topic does concern me.
As Avery's lawyer, it concerns me too.
So you're going to try to make a deal over the dry cleaning bill? We paid Gary back for what Nora did to his car's back seat when she was in labor. So we know what's fair.
I told you not to use PalPay to send Avery an invoice.
Seeing as it was somehow my car she rode into the hospital, I am well within my right.
Maybe you 2 are heading for divorce.
Just because you're not used to hearing Max and I disagree doesn't mean that when we do, it's that serious. If you can't voice your concerns in a relationship, you don't have one.
tell, combined with who you said you want to be the one to tell Max about.
Bella, that's not helpful to me, and as you said, I'm your client.
Sometimes the client needs saving from themselves.
Which is what your lawyer should be saying to you about Carson.
Nora!
Though, knowing you, you're probably a fool and represent yourself.
Dear, there's enough to get worked up about without adding either of these two to it.
I won't admit that you're right, but you're not wrong.
Bella, Avery, until next time. Distantly.
Is that measured by space, time, or...
Thank you, Doctor Who.
What is it that you want to tell me?
Well, when you think about it, you'll realize it's more of a need than a want.
Nora?
Where's my mother?
Taking Mora and Nax for a walk. Gee, that does make them sound like dogs.
Avery asked us to adopt her child. I told her yes. We can protect him from Hudson, Reese, and the rest of those dysfunctional, judgmental, self-centered maniacs we've let creep into our lives. We can use this opportunity to cut all our ties with a lot of them.
One More Turn, written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick, edited by Dark Cloud, directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance: Nora, voiced by Heather Pawprint 42 Motes; Bella, voiced by Annalie Cartamandua Barney; Avery, voiced by Jennifer Lund; Max, voiced by Dark Cloud. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
You would potentially put your marriage at risk for not just walking out to tell someone this, but me of all people, knowing how much Nora doesn't care for me.
She despises you!
I understand that. Didn't need to be said.
But I wanted to say it.